Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Welcome. This is Star, as you can see below my name. I'm host of the Aware Show in the Aware Show Teleseminars. And we are now on our wonderful Google Hangout platform as well. So everyone out there watching, just thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you found us here. And also for our regular listeners on the phone that are also listening, welcome back. We've been running this terrific Neuro Summit series, this summit that's going on for 10 days. And so far, the response has been absolutely mind-blowing, for a lack of a better word, because the engagement is so awesome. I can't tell you how fun this is to be here with you, to connect and communicate with you directly. I'm going to let you know a little bit later on how we can get you into these Hangouts as well and bring the listeners into this group, because right now we've just been interviewing guests. And I say we, it's me and my team. I always reference we, because I might be the person in front of this camera, but my team is absolutely incredibly from God. They are technical geniuses and angels combined. So I'm going to say hello to everyone on my team in just a second as well. But hello to you, and thank you for being here. Thank you for participating in this. I hope that you've learned a lot over the last couple of days. There is so much coming as well. Today, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Daniel Amen. He's going to be joining us shortly. He is the neuroscientist, and he has, he's got so much information coming, including PowerPoint slides. He's going to be talking all about the brain and how we can use our brain to actually reverse the aging process in so many different ways, detoxification, weight loss, memory, dementia, all sorts of amazing things, and how to get rid of anxiety, depression, all sorts of incredible techniques and tools. And that's the whole point of this entire series, is so that you can walk away with something. You can watch these shows and you can walk away more empowered with more tools, more techniques in your toolbox in order to deal with life situations. Now, one of the big things that I'm very committed to is authenticity. It's very important, and this is a work in progress for me, but it's very, very important for me to be the same here with you on camera as in my life. I don't always get that right, but I am consciously aware of making these changes every single moment of my life. I broadcast shows 5 days a week. I research every single night. I have an incredible family, and I'm very committed to my health and my spirituality. I couldn't do all of that unless I learned as much as I learn every single day. If I did stay up 24 hours, I would have plenty to do, but I know the importance of sleep. But I love what I do, and I am always constantly working on bringing that into my communication. So the way I am here with you, I'm then conscious of how I am parenting. I am conscious of my relationship with my husband. I am conscious of the food that I eat, the exercise that I do, my relationship with my incredible friends in my life and my family. So this is, and also in business, completely. So it's all about consciousness. I'll tell you a little bit of my story, if you don't mind me sharing. I started off in network television production, actually, a long time ago, and the positions and the segments that I was producing and what I was working on in terms of television production was not fulfilling me, because I knew deep, deep in my heart I was here for a greater purpose. I was here to do something more. I wanted to connect more with people. I wanted to learn why I do the things I do, why I'm acting out from my past, why other people do the things they do. And so I dived into a beautiful intuition class that I studied under for a long time. It was developing my intuition, my psychic intuition, learning how to read other people, and in turn, all I learned is that people are a reflection of what it is that you are learning about yourself. So as I was diving into those deep spiritual practices, I also was a professional athlete. I race mountain bikes, and I absolutely love it. I still ride several times a week. That's my church. That mountain is my church. But I was in a state series. It was a California State Championship Series. And in this mountain bike race, it was a long series racing all across California. And I was in the race with my boyfriend, who went through the whole series with me. We had broken up right before the final race. It wasn't going well. I was being an idiot, for lack of a better word. I was not acting consciously in the relationship. I was acting out all of my crap from the past. I can say that on the internet. And so fairly, he broke up with me, which was, I would have broken up with me too if I was him. So here we're in this last race, this final competitive series, and I'm ranked second in the state of California. And I was super close to overtaking the first place position. And I, just on an aside, I love mountain bike racing because it, with women, it wasn't competitive. It was supportive. It was all about, you go, girl, and if you can conquer this, then go for it. And it was really super supportive. So I was just about to get into that first place position, and I lost all consciousness. I passed out while I was just about to descend and head into the final descent towards the finish line, which I had always done really well in. Did several laps around the course. So there was a long cliff on the left side of me that I rolled down and rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled all the way to the base of the bottom of this lake. And I was right at the side of the lake. And all I really remember was riding the bike. I found out afterwards where my body went because I revisited the scene several years later. But I went into this state of consciousness that was so incredibly expansive. I was able to see my body down below. I saw other cyclists racing to the scene. I saw paramedics racing to the scene. I saw a helicopter flying over my body. And I saw a stretcher. I saw it all. But what was more incredible to me was the feelings of the people that were helping me. And that I was able to feel. It wasn't separate. It was me, as if I was feeling the thoughts and the purposes that weren't being fulfilled and the desires that were hanging out there and the conflicts that were being had with relationships. And I remember one female medic said, not said, but I felt her yearning for a relationship, for a love. Someone else was wanting to do something else with their life, and it was, other ones were completely on purpose and totally there and had so much more to go for. I could see backwards and forwards into their lives as if they were me. And then I started to look at my body. It was such an amazing feeling that my skin and my body, as wonderful and as great as it is, it's a container for our consciousness to express itself. Our physical skin and bones are a beautiful functioning container for our consciousness to express itself. So I looked at the physical constraints of my body and went, wow, I'm not really that body at all. I am everyone around me. I'm the trees. I'm the sky. And then Asia. And then Asia came to me. So I was other continents. I was the galaxy. I was the planet. And it just gives me chills to even talk about. But this to me was the catalyst as to why I started doing this type of programming. 13 years ago this happened. And I had severe brain damage, which we're going to talk about today with Dr. Daniel Amen. I damaged the prefrontal cortex of my brain. I really should not be sitting here talking with you today, but because of what I've learned over, and it is a constant work in progress as well, with EEG, with different types of brain functional programming, with neurofeedback, with supplementation with positive thinking, I have been able to rebuild my brain, and I do it every single day. I fall off the wagon, yes, everybody does, but I know it when I do, and I get back on it so much faster because I'm shortening that gap now. And look, it's 13 years later, and I'm still learning, and I love learning. And that is the reason I'm here with you, is for you to just get a little bit of what I'm trying to tell you and share with you and want you to experience as well. So that's part of the reasons why I'm here, that I started the Aware Show 13 years ago. The way that it got onto the public radio station here in Los Angeles was a miracle in and of itself. They had never put on, just when you sink into your purpose, the universe lines up. You become a vibrational match for what it is that you are here to do. So this radio station in Los Angeles, which is the largest wattage radio station west of the Mississippi, was a political left-wing liberal radio station, still is, and the program director at the time decided to put on spirituality programming in the middle of the afternoon at 1 o'clock, 5 days a week. Never been done before, never been done since then. And so it birthed. An audience came, people without any advertising whatsoever. People started talking about it with friends and saying, hey, did you hear this person on the radio talking about angels? Hey, did you hear this talking about consciousness and communications? And this is 13 years ago, and this wasn't very well talked about on the airwaves. And I've been able to see the incredible guests that I've interviewed. I've watched them grow with their programming, with their communication, with their messages. I see universal messages coming in through several different authors at a time, so I can see sometimes the shifts that are occurring in consciousness and how they're coming through the individual messages of the authors that I'm interviewing. So I've been able to see all of these wonderful trends and the audience grow. You grow. You used to be able to talk about this on the phone with your friends or maybe one late night as a conversation. Now we're talking about neuroscience and how your brain affects your consciousness, and we're talking about healing and how we can heal each other and heal our bodies. We're talking about angels. We're talking about any type of communication that improves the quality of your life, your relationships, your business, anything that has to do with that on a conscious level. So that is why I'm here. That is why I talk about we, because it is the team that makes this happen. And I always, always, always believe in team. I have an incredible technical team that I want to just say thank you to so much. Bo Rinaldi, the famous Bo Rinaldi, I'm so blessed to have him on my team. He is controlling most of the technical background here that you see on Google Hangouts. If I have a vision, Bo makes it happen. He's a miracle worker. The same with Cliff Schinkel. Cliff, you'll see down below. Say hi, wave, Cliff. And also my producers, Gina Salvati. She's the executive producer of the show, and she's getting on soon. We're getting her looped into the Google Hangout right now, a little technical difficulties. Joyce Walker is also a producer of the show. So we want to have you on, joining us on our Google Hangouts in the future. And so I'd love you to send us a message, let us know who you are, why you want to join us, what contribution you have to this wonderful purpose and this message that is that we're doing here on this radio show and on this Google Hangout and on all the shows that we do at the Aware Show. So please reach out to us. Let us know how you can contribute to this entire thing. There's one more thing that I wanted to share with you. I had a dream, and this dream also happened at the same time I was going through all of this confusion with the breakup with the relationship, the confusion in where I want to go with my career, the accident. And I, at the same time, kept having this dream of this locomotive train. And this is a reoccurring dream that I continually had in my life. And the dream was, it was a state-of-the-art-looking train. And it was silver. It looked almost like an Airstream motorhome, but it was soft edges. There were no hard edges. And it was silver. I said that several times. And it was moving. It was in a forward-moving direction. It was going somewhere, and it was coming from somewhere. And this is very important to the dream, about the fact that it was coming from somewhere and going somewhere. And inside the locomotive, the engine, the very front of this train, in my dream, several times I would walk into the inside of this train, and inside the train was a very high-tech control room, control booth of TV monitors and audio boards and high-tech equipment, in kind of futuristic equipment. And sitting at the controls of these various types of equipment were high-back swivel chairs. And inside the swivel chairs were transformational leaders with incredible messages, new thought leaders, swiveling in the chairs, laughing. Total joy. So the significance of the fact that this train was coming from somewhere, in my opinion, and I've had this dream analyzed by incredible people, was that this train is coming from spirit. It's coming from the universe. It's universal messages that are coming in that I jumped on. So whenever I say we, it's me, my team, you, the universe. I jumped on this train, and it's going somewhere. It's going into the future. It's part of what we're doing here in the Google Hangouts. I'm on this train right now with you, and it's so exciting because you're all the part of the train with us. And the leaders inside these swivel-back chairs are all the guests that I interview. And I had this dream 13 years ago, and we're having fun. It's all in a place of joy because joy and laughter elevates consciousness. It elevates vibration. It changes mood. It does so much. And that's what we're doing. I got chills again just sharing the story with you guys. So I'm on this train with you. This train came here as a divine message from the universe, and this is what we're creating together. So let me know how you want to play, how you want to participate, how do you want to come on and play full out, what do you want to share with the world? So we're going to have you on, and we're going to contribute and bring everybody into this hangout because that's the whole point of a hangout. They're fun. It is completely fun to connect with you guys. So the other thing I'm going to do here is Daniel Amen's going to come on in a minute, but I want to hear from you guys and answer some of your questions. We had Mark Waldman on over the last couple of days. Thousands and thousands of people have joined us via the Google Hangouts. So you have brought in some of your questions, and I got some questions here that I want to answer with some of you guys because I have some things to contribute. Mark had some things to contribute. My eyes are going to go all over the place because I got multiple monitors happening here. I got paper. I've got Dr. Amen's books behind me. Oh, I have to explain that, this. The backdrop behind me, one of the things that gives me peace in my life is the ocean. I don't live near the ocean. I live in a desert, kind of. But I love the calmness that the ocean brings. I love the vastness that the ocean holds. I love the ebb and flow of the waves. I meditate to the ocean a lot. When the waves come in and they go out, they take out the cares that I have and the stressors that I have out into this vastness that can handle it, that Mother Nature can handle. I breathe in and out the ebb and flow of the ocean. So behind me is actually it's a screen that you would find in a radio station that's a sound absorbing board. And it has these beautiful images that you can order these online of the ocean. You can get flowers. You can get dolphins. I just love the ocean. So it's behind me because it's part of my essence. And I don't know what this is the sun on top of the ocean. So and then I get to put Dr. Daniel Amen's books. Look at all these books that Dr. Daniel Amen has written. This is just a little teeny part of what he has written and what he's done. His seminal book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, made a huge difference in my life, in my parents' life. As they're aging and dealing with different challenges, they have learned so much from Dr. Daniel Amen. He's a hero in our family. So he's an amazing, amazing doctor. So we'll hear from him in just a little bit. Here's some of your questions that came through. Here's a great question. How do I prepare and determine the right amount of pressure for peak performance? So the great question, this came in from Paul. And so how do I prepare and determine the right amount of pressure for peak performance? So as you're going through your life, full throttle, full on, how do you know how much is enough, how much is too much, how much is not, is too little? And I ask myself this question a lot too. And it's a great question. And actually, Mark Waldman answered this question for you guys yesterday. And he said, Dr. Benson's Harvard model is to throw yourself totally into your work, But the moment you feel stress, stop for 2 to 3 minutes and do any of the mindfulness and stress reduction exercises that we talked about in the Mark Waldman special offer, and we describe in the program there, so that you can calm your mind, focus 2 to 3 minutes. If it's a bell that reminds you to do this on your computer that Mark Waldman talked about, if it's looking at an ocean, it's going into a visualization, if it's hearing the laughter of a child, whatever it is, it brings you back into that moment of present time. It lowers your stress levels. It lowers the cortisol production in your body. It counteracts cortisol production with dopamine, with serotonin. So it counteracts the damaging chemical hormones in the body and brings in the repairing chemical hormones in the body and brings you back and restores your state of peace 2 to 3 minutes, and then throw yourself back into your work. Go back full on, because that's what living life full out is. That's what being activated is. And this is one of the things that I practice a lot. Mark Waldman, by the way, the offer that we put up yesterday, you can find at theawareshow.com/Waldman. And Mark and I recorded our very first video together. I'm very excited about it. There's over four hours worth of content of PowerPoint presentations, gorgeous images of the neurons in the brain and how they connect and wire together and fire together. And so all of that's available at that special offer, and that is theawareshow.com/Waldman. You'll be able to check that out. And for the first 100 people that buy that offer, you're going to get to hang out with Mark and I in a private hangout separate than all this. I'm just going to stay on Google Hangout forever. But so that's what we're check that out, because all of those images are on there as well. Okay, here's one more great question that came in. This was great. It was about the power of visualization. This comes in from a listener, Lynn in London. Lynn in London, here's an answer to your her question was, how can we activate much more light to come into our bodies through the brain? So this is a great question, because from what I got, from what Lynn was asking, is how do we combine all of this neuroscience information that's coming through with healing, with love and light? And I totally got you, Lynn, because I have the same question. I can go left brain forever on this, but it's ultimately the peaceful meditation. It's ultimately the love and the joy and the light in my life that makes all of the neuroscience and all of the left brain information that we're learning here work, right? That's really ultimately what it's all about. We know that. So great question. And the answer to that, so how do we combine both worlds? How do we bring it all together? And the answer to that is visualization. Visualization uses the prefrontal cortex of the brain and allows you to develop new neural pathways that bridge gaps to new habits and patterns in your life. You can do these visualizations for 5 minutes a day. You can go to sleep. You can do it for 20 minutes, however you do it. But you develop these neural networks in your brain that literally help connect you to what you want to create in your life. So do you want to have more money in your life? You can do visualizations to imagine and visualize what that would look like in your life, what you would do with that money, the money appearing in the bank account, whatever spreadsheet that you have. Imagine those figures showing up. How would your life be different? How would you feel? And I love adding in the five senses. How would it look? How would you feel? What would it sound like? What would the people around you say to you as you're experiencing that money in your life? What would you hear? What would you say? How would it taste? How would you experience the taste and the sweetness of life different? And integrate it into all five senses of your body. And there's a lot of amazing visualization techniques that are out there. So the power of imagination, Mark says, the power of imagination allows your brain to create very useful feelings and images. That's the beauty of our frontal lobes, that we can imagine and visualize anything. And if those visualizations feel good, then they improve the functioning of your brain. So, there's so much. I got so much to do here. I'm waiting. Daniel's going to come on in a few minutes. I'm not done. I have a few more things to share with you. Is that okay? Because I wanted to get to some of your questions here. First of all, one more thing. Here's my ADD moment. The website for today's show is theawareshow.com/Amen. Think Amen, A-M-E-N. If you go to theawareshow.com/Amen, you will see what we're going to be talking about today when Daniel Amen comes on the show. We've got it up for you there in the lower third here of our Google Hangout. He is talking about his products are so life-changing and so, so well done, by the way, very professional so that you can really get it. Use Your Brain to Change Your Age book. He's got the Use Your Brain to Change Your Age 2 DVD set, and this will be shipped to you. It's Change Your Brain, Change Your Age questionnaire. We're going to talk about that questionnaire. I have it right here. I did the questionnaire. You get all of this stuff in a download. Live Longer with Daniel Amen's beautiful wife. She has a gorgeous cookbook that you'll be able to see online, so that's great. There's The Secret to Being Thinner, Smarter, and Happier. And Daniel Amen's going to go through the 10 principles to change your brain and your body. So you're going to get a ton of takeaway on today's call as well. So we'll go through that, but there's also the whole MP3 on that. I listened to that last night. And here's a really cool thing. There's a supplement that Dr. Amen's going to be talking about today, and the supplement is the elements that you need in your body, the minerals, the amino acids, the essential fatty acids, the B complex. It's all in one place. You could take a zillion different supplements out there, but he's measured it to work specifically for a healthy brain. And we're going to show you visual images of what a healthy brain looks like. So I'm going to wait till Dr. Amen gets on the call for that, because it's exciting and he'll be able to explain some things around that. So here's some questions that I've got coming in from you guys right now with Dr. Daniel Amen. Laura from New Jersey. I jump into things before I know what I'm getting into and I want help. So I stretch myself or beyond my limits. How can I control my impulsive self? Great question. Great question for anyone with ADD. So how can I control my compulsive self? So one of the best ways to do that, and Dr. Amen's going to be talking about this, is being in the present moment. Now, being in the present moment not only centers you and grounds you, but it also gives you the ability and the gift to pay attention to what is now, not what has happened in the past or what could be happening in the future. It's what is happening at this very moment. It turns off the fear centers of the brain, by the way, and allows you to be in a beautiful, relaxed state and focus. You can do one of two things in that state. You can focus and you can be in a place of active meditation, or you can relax and you can be in a place of passive grounding meditation. So there's two different ways that you can be in that particular state. So once again, Dr. Amen's going to talk about that. Christopher from Jackson is asking, at what point do the two hemispheres of the brain connect, or do they connect at all? Dr. Daniel Amen is one of the, he has one of the largest databases of SPECT scans in the universe. He's got over 80,000 different scans that he's done of neuroimaging. And so you'll be able to see the different hemispheres of the brain, and if they do connect and if they do not connect, you'll be able to see that on the Google Hangout. By the way, anyone listening to this show on the phone, watch your email for instructions on how to watch the replay as well. So in the email that comes that's talking about the replay, you will have it very clearly spelled out for you how to watch it so you can participate through the Google Hangout as well. If you want to listen to the audio, all of this is so you can share it with your friends. Send that replay link to anyone that you want to help to change their life. Send it to anyone, because it is the greatest information out there that will help inspire other people. So people that might not be a part of this world and that you know have hard times with depression or anxiety or are predisposed to negative, fatalistic thinking and they have no clue, this is a wonderful introduction on sending people the information in a beautiful, friendly way, in a way that they can hear it and have it. So forward those links on, and you'll be able to watch all of this later. Okay, so we're going to find out if the brains connect. Can damage from alcoholism and or drug addiction in the past be corrected? Great question, Diana. We're going to cover that today with Dr. Daniel Amen as well. Yes, it is possible to repair. However, if you continue with the damage, then it gets harder and harder and harder. Dr. Amen has supplements, has all sorts of incredible treatment recommendations that have to do with cognitive repatterning as well as supplementation for repairing that wonderful organ of called the brain. It is mainly composed of water. I mean, it's 80% water and fat. So what does the brain need? It needs more water and it needs detoxification. So you can detoxify from some of the harmful damage that has been done to your brain, and you can literally rebuild the neuroplasticity of the brain through movement, through diet, exercise, and of course cognitive learning and repatterning and functioning. So those are some of the other things that that Dr. Amen's going to be talking about today. A couple of your other questions. My husband had a stroke 7 years ago, which left him with hemianopia, I don't know that word, and short-term memory loss. Ah, what can I do to help him? I had short-term memory loss after my accident. For 3 months, I almost lost my entire business. I could not remember, and I still have a challenge with facial recognition, because that part I never really quite did repair. But memory loss, short-term memory loss, is so amazing, the technologies that you can do to rebuild those parts of the brain. I use something called LENS, which is a low-energy nerve stimulation. It's a biofeedback type of device. It's neurofeedback is what it's called. And it's various different electrodes that you put on your brain that you just put on your head. And they're non-invasive. They just go on with adhesive. And then you can play games with your brain that train the brain to work in a positive functionality. So they actually strengthen, like you would a muscle in the gym, the cortexes of the brain that have to do with memory. So in my particular case, what I would see is I would see fragments of the pieces of a hot air balloon. You know how colorful the hot air balloons are and how beautiful they look when they're in the air? Well, I would just see that the screen would only show me one or two teeny-weeny squares of those beautiful images. And then when I had a certain type of pattern in my brain that wanted to see, motivated towards the whole balloon, that I could see in my mind, the images would start to appear on the screen because it was picking up on the prefrontal cortex activity of the brain that had to do with memory. And the more that I would have that type of functionality in the brain, the more images that would appear. Another one was when I would go, you would see a road, like you're driving down a road, and I would see the yellow lines appearing in the road. If I started to have negative thoughts or doubtful thoughts, the yellow lines would disappear. As I went back into a positive pattern of thinking, the yellow lines would appear. So it would validate my brain for these different types of functionalities occurring. So all this is very exciting. By the way, Dr. Daniel Amen is here. I'm so excited. I want to give him the proper introduction because he deserves it. Dr. Daniel Amen is a physician. He's a board-certified psychiatrist, and he is a leader in an 8-time New York Times best-selling author. He is the founder of the Amen Clinics that are located in 8 cities around the U.S. One of them is here in Newport Beach in California. They're in Atlanta, Washington, New York City. And he has the world's largest database, as I said earlier, over 80,000, I'm sure there's more, spec scans from patients all around the world. And Dr. Daniel Amen was the one that created the Daniel Plan, the Daniel Plan, which that wonderful study that was done at the Saddleback Church here in California, where the collective congregation, the community of the congregation, lost a collective 250,000 pounds using the Daniel Plan of eating right and brain health diet. So welcome, Dr. Daniel Amen. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
We're here. Woohoo! I just blew out everybody's speakers. How are you?
I am fabulous.
It is great to talk with you again.
Well, we've done this many times over the years.
Yes, I just wanted to say that. So, first of all, you have a whole new book out, a whole new series of things that are you've talked about, and we're going to go through a couple of PowerPoint presentations around the book. But talk, if you can, a little bit about the 10 principles that change your brain. And this will get us started on the conversation of what it is that you teach. You there?
I am. I'm getting my neurons to fire properly.
How are your neurons today?
They're really good. Although, you know, I did a cross country, you know, from California to New York and back this week already. So they may be just a little slow.
That's okay. That's good.
But ultimately, the first principle that will make sense to everyone, but you always have to start here, is your brain's involved in everything you do. How you think, how you feel, how you act, how you get along with other people. Your brain is the organ of personality, character, intelligence, and every single decision you make. Mm. So if we start with your brain is the supercomputer that runs your life, then hopefully people will begin to develop brain envy, or they'll begin to care about their brain. And the second principle hammers this home. And even though it's very simple, it's very disturbing. And the principle is this: when your brain works right, you work right. And when your brain is troubled, you are very likely to have trouble in your life. With a healthy brain, people tend to be happier, physically healthier, because they make better decisions, wiser, wealthier, because they make better decisions, and they're more successful in anything they do. When your brain is not healthy, and I heard you talk about your head injury, at higher risk to be sadder, sicker, poorer, less wise, less effective. And that is why it is just so critical to plant brain health in your life. Because when your brain works right, you work right. And when it's troubled, and you know this, you have more trouble in your life. So
well,
this
a good
is,
way of seeing that in your life is if you don't get enough sleep or if you go through periods of stress in your life. I know personally, I can't make a decision. My decision-making is so much slower. I'll be staring at two objects going, make a decision. It's frustrating. Yeah. Yep.
Well, and that brings up another very important principle, which is there are many things that hurt your brain. And you mentioned the Daniel Plan, which I developed with my friends, Mark Hyman and Mehmet Oz.
Right, right.
And it's so exciting. We have a book coming out in December on the Daniel Plan. We're beginning to export the program worldwide.
Awesome!
And one of the main things we teach are the science of willpower and craving control. And again, when your brain works right, you work right. And when it has trouble, you're going to have trouble, including trouble with your health and your weight. And, you know, I always tell people stapling their stomach for weight loss is working on the wrong organ. It's your brain that pushes you away from the table telling you that you've had enough, or it is your brain that gives you permission to have the third bowl of ice cream that makes you look and feel like a blob. So if you want a better body, the first place to start with is a better brain. And as you mentioned, sleep, if you get less than 6 hours of sleep at night, you have lower overall blood flow to your brain, more bad decisions. And so
Why is that?
Well, sleep actually helps the brain repair itself. So, you know, like when my office closes at 6 o'clock at night and then we'll have a cleaning crew come in, you know, late at night to sort of clean things up and get it ready for the next day, that's sort of what happens when you go to sleep, that many sort of reparative, restorative mechanisms kick in. And if you don't sleep enough, your brain acts like it's intoxicated.
I think many of us live in that place where we are under such a chronic state of sleep deprivation and stress that we're in this chronic state of fight or flight that we sometimes don't ever give the body a chance to repair. I just recently learned that the most reparative hormones in the body, the human growth hormone, releases between midnight and 2 a.m. Is that true?
It is true, which is what I've always told my kids, if you want to grow, you have to go to bed. Well, I don't want to go to bed. It's like, well, growth hormone is released and the most effective when you sleep. So a lot of people don't know, but if you take Ritalin for ADD or ADHD, that it actually causes growth hormone to be released during the day when it's not quite as effective on your bones as it is at night. And so it's one of the reasons it slows growth the first year people take it.
Interesting. So growth hormone in the body, natural growth hormone, I understand is responsible for reducing cortisol, building lean muscle, and what was the last thing that you just mentioned? Bone growth, right?
Bone growth, correct.
So when you take different types of medications like Ritalin, it actually decreases bone growth?
It can decrease bone growth the first year.
And then it doesn't do that afterwards?
And then it tends not to, right.
Interesting. But what types of ways can we, other than, I mean, simply sleeping, going to bed by midnight is one of the good ways. Is there another time during the day that that type of growth hormone that reduces our cortisol releases?
Well, it is released a little bit throughout the day. It's just released more, and it's more effective when you're sleeping.
Okay.
And so as I talk about brain envy, well, you also want to have sleep envy. Yeah, I mean, you need to make it a priority.
Yeah.
That if you're not getting 7-8 hours of sleep at night, it's having a negative impact on your health, and it's important to focus and make it more a priority. Oh, but I don't have time. But the time you do have, you're going to be less efficient. So it's like you don't have time not to do this right.
Well, I have to be a night owl, too. I mean, I like the nighttime. I like the quiet hours. I like the stillness of the night. I actually do a lot of research at night because the phone's not ringing and my daughter's asleep and the family's in bed. So it's kind of, yeah, that's why that stuck in my mind so much, because that's one of my favorite hours. So I need to get to bed before midnight.
Right, or you need to figure out a way to sleep longer. You know,
oh.
I don't think it really matters if you go to bed at 9 or you go to bed at midnight. What matters is the amount of time that is critical. Now, there's a whole bunch of things on this list of things to avoid. And before I go through it, invariably, when we teach this in high school, some smart-alecky teenager will go, well, if I have to avoid all these things, how can you have fun? And we then play a game with the teenagers called Who Has More Fun? The kids with the good brains or the kids with the bad brains? Who gets the girl and gets to keep her because he doesn't act like a jerk? Who gets into the college he wants to get into? Or who gets the best jobs, makes the most money, takes the coolest vacations, makes the biggest difference in life, tends to have the most satisfying, lasting relationships? Person with the good brain. And so you don't want to have a deprivation mindset, oh, I can't do that. It's why would I ever do something that would hurt me unless I wasn't that smart or I didn't like myself?
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, sugar is a disaster for brain function. Sugar and high glycemic, simple carbohydrate-based diet, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, sugar. If that's your diet, you have 4 times the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. If you have a fat-based diet, think healthy oils, seeds, nuts, avocados, fish, you have 42% less risk of development.
Now, why is that? When you have those types of processed foods and high carbohydrate, high sugar diet, what chemically happens in the brain that damages your brain?
So high blood sugar levels, because they directly lead to high blood sugar levels, erode blood vessels. They actually cause your blood vessels to become brittle and break.
Okay.
And your brain gets 20% of the blood flow in your body. So even though it's only 2% of your brain weight, about 3 pounds, it gets 20% of the blood flow.
Okay. So that's why.
And so anything that damages blood damages your brain. And so I want you to have sleep envy. I also want you to have blood flow envy. And so high blood pressure damages the brain. Caffeine, because it constricts blood flow, can hurt the brain. Now, but you should not have more than 2 normal size cups of coffee a day, and nothing
that normal.
And venti at Starbucks is not normal. It's 3.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
Dang it! It gives me peace. It makes me happy. I'm speaking for millions of Americans.
Short-term happiness, long-term pain. It's totally up to you. Do you want the best brain possible? And if you don't, who cares? If you do, then it's time to really fall in love with your brain and do the right things for it.
Well, I use my brain for a living, so I kind of do need it. And so does everyone, really. If you think about it, it's your relationships, it's everything. So sugar, we learned. Alcohol, someone was asking on the chat here, what do the long-term effects of alcohol do to the brain?
If you have a little bit, like 1 or 2 glasses a week, it's probably positive. When you look at the studies, it can actually enhance heart health. But people who drink every day have a smaller brain. And when it comes to the brain, size matters. I'm totally not a fan of alcohol, given the damage I've seen in so many brains affected by alcohol.
Someone was asking if that damage is reversible at all. Can you rebuild the plasticity of the brain through what you're talking about?
Yes. By and large, if you start putting these habits in your life that we'll talk about today, within 2 months you'll notice a significant positive difference.
Okay. All right. Great. So sugar, alcohol, sleep, blood flow, fat, of course, reducing fat in your life.
Fat on your body, but not fat in your diet.
Sorry.
So 60% of the solid weight of the brain is fat. And so low-fat diets are a disaster for brain function. High-fat diets are actually fine if it's the right fat.
Why are the low-fat diets a disaster, like low-carb diets?
Well, no, low-carb diets are fine, depending on your brain type. So everybody's got a little bit of different brain type we'll talk about. But I'm all for low-carb or, more specifically, low, high-glycemic carbs. So the glycemic index is an index that tells you how quickly does this food turn to sugar in your body. And so if table sugar is at 100, you want to be under 60. So sweet potatoes are 55, so they're okay, but white potatoes are 100.
Wow.
So they just turn to sugar nearly immediately in the body. White rice is at 100. Brown rice is at 85, so brown rice is still pretty high. Pasta is generally around 100. Even whole wheat bread or whole wheat pasta is still really high.
On that subject, could you talk a little bit about the effects of gluten on the brain?
Gluten can be very harmful to the brain if you are sensitive to it. There's actually studies showing that people who are sensitive to gluten, when they get gluten, they have lower overall blood flow. to the brain.
Yeah, because so
I'm not a big fan of dairy products or gluten. And I know some people are going, what can I eat? All sorts of wonderful things. But there are a lot of, it's like 70% of us are lactose intolerant after the age of 5. You know, it's bad for air pollution, and it's not good for your stomach. So I, you know, if I have a cup of coffee, I put almond milk and a little stevia in it. It tastes great. So I'm not depriving myself at all. I'm just being thoughtful about what I put into my body.
What about protein and the brain? I mean, now that you're talking about putting almond milk in your coffee, does protein counteract the effects of caffeine?
No, but protein counteracts the effect of low blood sugar. Protein
okay.
is, you almost think of protein like medicine, that it helps stabilize your blood sugar over time. And so keeping doses of protein throughout the day really can help you sustain good mental energy the whole day long.
About 12 almonds a day. It always sits by the side of my desk. I love almonds. Okay, so I have a wonderful PowerPoint presentation that you sent us, and it shows these brains and some of these SPECT scans that I would love for the listeners to take a look at. And Daniel, do you have this, the 8 ways the SPECT will change everything you do?
I do.
You sent it to me. Okay, so we're going to share this with the listeners on Google Hangout. And for those listening on the phone, you can share with us as well by listening, and then you can watch the Hangout later, the replay later. All right, let's talk about this, first of all, ways that a SPECT will change everything you do. What's the concept behind that?
So SPECT is a study we do at the Amen Clinic. SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. It looks at how your brain works. We've now done 82,000 scans on people from 93 different countries. We're really excited. Our biggest referral to the Amen Clinics is our own patients. More than half the people who come to see us come because they've had someone in their life who's been successful coming. So we feel pretty good about that. And what we do is very different than what most groups of psychiatrists or mental health practitioners do, is we look at people's brains. We take really detailed histories, so we want to know about your life, but we also want to know about how your brain functions. And so that's why we got excited about this technology. And the first slide, the first principle is you will develop brain envy. So for people looking at the slides, you can see their two scans are actually mine, one when I was 37 years old, the next one when I was 57, so they're 20 years apart. And the older one actually is the healthier one, which I find pretty interesting, is when I ordered my first scan on myself in 1991, it wasn't that healthy.
Oh, wow.
It's actually sort of irritating. It's got this bumpy, pitted look to it. And I'm someone who never drank alcohol. I just don't like drinking. And I've never smoked. And so why does my brain look so bad? Well, I had a lot of bad habits. I wasn't sleeping more than 4 or 5 hours a night. I was chronically stressed. I was in an unhappy marriage. I was working my brains out. And I had meningitis as a soldier when I was in the Army. And so I have a lot of reasons why my brain didn't look so hot. Plus, I was eating lots of fast food, drank diet soda like she was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my brain and went, yuck. My mother's brain at the time, she was 60 at the time, her brain was stunningly beautiful. And so I developed brain envy. I wanted a better brain. And
now,
so,
does beautiful mean that the brain is smooth and it doesn't have a lot of divots? And what does a beautiful brain look like?
Well, like the one on the right, where it's just full, even, symmetrical, it's a lot smoother, if you will. And what a lot of people don't know is there's this thing called the gravity of age, is that as we age, our brain gets less and less and less and less active. And now that I'm 59, I hate that. But it's so true. And
how is your brain less active? Look what you do for a living, my Lord.
Well, that's what happens, you know, sort of as your skin falls off your face as you age, that same process is happening in your brain.
Oh.
But clearly, what I've discovered is that you can accelerate that process by doing the wrong things, or you can decelerate the process by doing the right things.
Okay.
So as we talked about avoiding drugs, alcohol, high glycemic foods, not sleeping, hypertension, diabetes, you also should be avoiding negative thought patterns, depression, ADD. If you have those things, get them fully treated, because all of those things accelerate the aging process, as does hanging out with unhealthy people.
Mm.
Now, I always found that to be really interesting, but when we did the Daniel Plan, 15,000 people signed up, and it just seemed like the people they spent the most time with really did matter. If their friends and family were unhealthy, they were likely to be unhealthy.
Interesting. Wow.
Which doesn't mean you have to give up your unhealthy and family and friends. Be the leader and model a new way of living. Because what we found is when people got really healthy, it was contagious that other people got healthy with them.
Ah, I love that. I absolutely love that. Yes, because one of the principles is focus on your motivation every day. And these are one of the brain-changing principles of changing your brain and body. Okay, this next slide now talks about, healthy brains versus brains. And we haven't talked a lot about drug use. About psychotropic drug use.
Right, and this is prescription medication. Xanax is a benzo. It's used for anxiety. It's commonly prescribed. It's been called mommy's little helper. And when I was in training at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Xanax came onto the market in the early 80s. And so I was taught to use a lot of it. And as soon as I ordered my first spec scan on one of my Xanax patients, I stopped using it. Because I went, well, this is toxic to brain function. And a number of our psychiatric medications are. Now, don't stop your medication if you're taking it. But in my mind, I always want to treat people in the least toxic, most effective way. And so if someone's anxious, you know, I just don't use benzos anymore. Hypnosis, biofeedback, teaching people to believe every stupid thought they have. I'm always thinking of what are the natural ways that I can heal their brain.
First, okay. And that, by the way, all of the tools and techniques that Dr. Amen is talking about are in the special offer that Daniel Amen has put together so wonderfully today. You can find that at theawareshow.com/Amen, A-M-E-N. We have the offer up for you on the Google Hangout as well. But if you go to that website, theawareshow.com/Amen, he's got the book, first of all, tells about all of these things, boosting your memory, your mood, attention, how to do that through all of these brain-changing techniques that we're talking about. Even if you've had injury, and we'll talk about it in a second as well, strokes, substance abuse, toxic exposure, it is definitely reversible, and he has all of that in the book. But also, you can listen to it on the DVD. You can watch it on the DVD because I love this. It covers your visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. You can watch about it. You can read about it. You can listen to it. And then you can do the questionnaire, which is then the practical application. These questionnaires are unbelievable. I have mine right here, and I love this. There's a whole Bible in here of what you can do. So I'm just flipping through my pages here because I was so excited about this. So once you take the 100-something questions, right, then you give the exact, I'm so excited about this. So prefrontal cortex. If you have a problem with your prefrontal cortex, which you'll learn through your questionnaire, which your problems are, it talks about what the functions are, what the problems are, and then support for that type of a damaged prefrontal cortex. Supplements that can help. functioning cognitive things that can help, medications that can help, all sorts of different things on each one of the areas that you find through this. This questionnaire is one of the main reasons to get this package in and of itself. It is so completely revealing for you, and it's a way of learning which types of your, which areas in your brain do need the most help. So that is a huge part of this offer. Also, your wife put together a beautiful cookbook, which is gorgeous. It's How to Eat Healthy, right? Beautiful pictures in there as well, which I love. And then The Secrets to Being Thinner, Smarter, and Happier, which I listened to last night. Again, 10 simple steps to get thinner, smarter, and happier, and faster. And then there's a supplement in this offer as well. Dr. Amen, what is the supplement? Tell me just a little bit about that.
You know, since I don't have it right in front of me.
Brain Power Basics. Brain Power Basics.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. So Brain Power Basics is our flagship brain health supplement that you take two packets a day. And it's got a high-powered, brain-directed multiple vitamin, high-dose, high-quality fish oil. And our brain combination supplement called Brain and Memory Power Boost that's got seven things to optimize brain function. So this is our brain wellness optimization system.
This is a huge offer. Tell me a little bit about what's in the supplement, if you don't mind. And yes, this is the first time we're offering a supplement on our series, which is terrific. So you get education, information, visualization, supplementation, and then that cookbook. But what is it in the supplement that improves the, could it help improve memory? I mean, what could it help do?
Well, we actually have three scientific studies on them. Two of them are double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trials. And it improves memory, mood, processing speed, decreases hostility, and also improves reaction time and executive function. We're pretty excited about it.
Wow.
In the brain-directed multiple vitamin, Neurovite Plus, it has 2,000 units of vitamin D. It also has a trio of B vitamins shown specifically to enhance cognitive function, B6, B12, and folic acid.
Great.
In addition, it's got 2.8 grams of fish oil, highly purified, highly concentrated, so you can get your omega-3s to help support brain and heart health. And Brain and Memory Power Boost has seven things in it to optimize brain function. Two to boost blood flow, ginkgo and vinpocetine. Two to enhance acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter involved in learning and memory. Huperzine A and acetyl-L-carnitine. N-acetylcysteine, which is a super antioxidant. Alpha-lipoic acid to help balance blood sugar and phosphatidylserine that's been found to be helpful for focus and stabilize cell membranes.
All in one package. That is awesome.
And it's two packets a day that each have four capsules in it. So it's easy to take, and it's what I take. So if you want to know what a neuroscientist takes to keep his brain young, this is what I do.
My whole team is going to get this package because we all use our brains in a high-functioning capacity, and so do you guys listening. So I love this. This is a beautiful, one of the most comprehensive packages that we have even out there. This isn't even on PBS. This is exclusive for us, so I'm super excited about this. So it is, again, theawareshow.com/Amen, A-M-E-N, and you can look all of that. That's really exciting. So you won't find this offer anywhere else. I'm checking with my team. Is that true? Yes? Cool. Great. So that's beautiful. So we have a very, very exclusive offer for you guys. And then Look, I always say that I'm huge about bringing in value, and it's a huge value. It's 65% off. That is massive discount. Very, very cool. And it truly does only live on this series for a few days because we have 10 days packed into one. So please, I'm definitely encouraging. This is a very, very, very well thought out and incredible value package. And I want to go back to the slides that we have. We got a lot going on here, but that's why we have Ring. Okay, so football, tackle football. You have a slide, and you did one of the hugest studies on football in the world, right? On the brain damage of football players, and then you showed how recovery is possible. Talk a little bit about this slide here, and tell me about it.
Well, it's not good. Playing football is not good for your brain. I play this game with my daughter Chloe. She's now 10, and I've played it since she was 2, and I call it Chloe's game. Is this good for my brain or bad for it? And so if I say avocado, she'll say 2 thumbs up, God's butter. And if I say football, she'll say 2 thumbs down. Your brain is soft. Your skull is hard. Your skull has many sharp bony ridges. Why would you ever let a child put their most precious organ inside a helmet and start slamming it up against other people? Helmets protect you from skull fractures. They do not protect you from brain damage.
Mm.
And we did the world's largest study on active and retired NFL players. There was a high level of damage in almost all of the players. And if you think of it, by the time you've gotten to the NFL, you've actually played football at a very high level for about 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you've had multiple concussions, which is typical, and you've actually been hit in the head thousands of times.
Wow.
And even though you might not have been knocked out, you get what we call subconcussive blows. And it's a dumb game when you think about it from a brain perspective. And so I would never let my kids, knowing what I know now, play tackle football. And some parents come into my office and they go, but he wants to play.
Mm.
And I'm like, if he wanted to do cocaine, would that be okay with you? Because, you know, the damage I've seen is about the same.
So really? Wow.
I'm not a fan of chronic traumatic brain injury. And that happens when you play contact sports where the head gets hit repeatedly.
Mm. Any other sport, too. So...
not any other sport. You know, like tennis is not a collision sport. Golf is not a collision sport. Baseball, you can have a head injury, but it's not the point of the game. Basketball. Now, horseback riding, not a big fan of. Why? What killed Superman? It was a horse.
Brain
People
injury.
Fall off these beautiful animals. We've been working recently with the Jockey Association, and it's not been a good thing.
Mm. Wow.
So your brain does not finish developing until you're 25 years old. When do most of these sports-related accidents happen? Before you're 25. Before
right,
your brain's
right.
even done.
That's true. I mean, I'm big in the cycling community as well. Of course, that happened to me as well. So the good news is that it is, and you've discovered that many of the people showed significant recovery with the principles that underlie your work. So I think that's a wonderful testament to what you're talking about here and all of your books and products and questionnaires and supplementation and advice that you give, that it is many, many of the people had a significant recovery after doing your program. And I've seen some of them interviewed. So I think that's wonderful. Okay, so that's the... All right, so where is the next one? Did I go out of order there? No. Environmental toxins. Okay, so first of all, question. Does I've heard that sugar has the same type of damage to a brain that cocaine does to the brain. Do you find any validity with that?
No. It's not good for you. I mean, we've already talked about why it's not good for you. But no, I've not seen... the cocaine holes that happen from the chronic vasoconstriction to happen with sugar.
Okay. But maybe it releases some of the similar chemicals. I'm not sure. I don't remember the study. Okay. So, but let's get on to environmental toxins. This is the brain of a healthy brain and that of a firefighter. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's really scary when you think about it that many people are exposed to environmental toxins, whether they're firefighters or they work in chemical plants or they're finishing furniture or they work in an oil refinery or they're a farmer and they're working around pesticides.
Got nail salons.
Or they're a painter. You know, it's...
Or beauty supplies. Beauty supplies.
The air quality matters. And if you're breathing in toxins, it's toxic for your body, especially your brain. And why it's more toxic for your brain is the most active organ in your body by far. And anything that has a high uptake of oxygen and glucose, if you have something that's toxic, it goes there first. If you have something that's poisonous, it tends to go there first. And so your brain is a very sensitive organ to damage.
Wow. And so we've talked about many of the ways that you can damage it, but how exactly can we, I mean, how did you have these types of recoveries with people that you were studying, and what are some of the things that you talk about in your books and the information materials that we have in this particular offer?
So, you know, I really try to keep things as simple as I can for people, which is, so brain envy, got to care, avoid bad, so avoid anything that hurts your brain, so we're talking about them, from head injuries to environmental toxins to physical illnesses to being low in thyroid or low in testosterone is also harmful for the brain.
You can actually tell that in the questionnaire that you have on here, is you have a way of diagnosing low thyroid, low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, through just this questionnaire. It's fascinating the way that you've come up with that.
Well, we have questionnaires to really help people pinpoint, you know, what are my problems likely to be, and then give them a way to actually go physically test for those. And
great.
So brain envy, avoid bad, do good. You know, what are the right habits to put into your life, from mental exercise and new learning to physical exercise, the right food, the right supplements, the right sort of thought discipline, knowing what to do and how to put those brain healthy habits into your life on a regular basis. That if you just focused on those three things, you know, care about your brain, stop doing things that hurt it, I mean, unless you are suicidal, and do things that help it. So care, stop, do, and in this whole program we have for you, we fill out exactly, well, what does that mean?
Right, exactly what that means. There's so many questions coming in. I want to focus real quickly about weight and about fat and toxicity in the brain. Now, this next slide talks about it. When you said earlier in the show, you said size matters, and the size of your brain goes down when fat increases. Explain that.
It's horrifying. I mean, you know, it's just truly terrifying when you realize two-thirds of our country is overweight, one-third is obese. There's a study from the University of Pittsburgh, and now subsequently 100 other studies that say as your weight goes up, the actual physical size and function of your brain goes down.
Function.
Now, if you understand what I'm really saying, that should just scare the fat off anyone. It motivated me when I first read that study. I lost about 25 pounds because I'm not having a smaller brain if I can help it. And it really caused me to be a much smarter spender of my calories.
Is it because of the toxins that are held in the fat? I mean, is that what causes brain fog and sluggishness and lethargia and memory loss and all that?
Well, you know, it's two things. I think part of it is the fat in your body that stores toxins. The other thing is fat is not an innocuous organ. Fat produces inflammatory cytokines that cause a diffuse inflammatory process in your body and your brain. And it's the inflammation that then causes atrophy.
Wow. Okay, so the inflammation is a big part of it. And when you have inflammation in the brain, that's what results in things like dementia or memory loss or Alzheimer's. You explained that to me. I'm not quite clear on that.
Yes, it's associated with memory loss, with depression, with accelerated aging. Yeah, you don't want to turn on the fire in your body. I mean, you need to have some inflammation to respond properly to assaults, but too much causes your body to begin to shut down.
We actually have a slide here about the early detection and prevention of Alzheimer's disease, and take a look at what a healthy brain looks like and then what a brain looks like with the early detection of Alzheimer's disease. It's actually the next slide. I skipped to the seventh slide for my team. But healthy brain and early detection of Alzheimer's. Can you detect early signs of Alzheimer's through this questionnaire?
You know, the questionnaire will give you a heads up on if problems are likely to be brewing, and the scans themselves will give you even an earlier look at it. So the horrible thing that we have learned is Alzheimer's disease actually starts in your brain 30 to 50 years before you have any symptoms.
Whoa, 30 to 50? And wow.
So it is, you know, so a lot of people think, you know, I'll get serious about my health when I start forgetting my children's names or when I can't remember my way home. By then, it's not early in the illness. It's late in the illness. Problems brew way before you ever have them.
So the questionnaire helps you determine maybe if there are early signs of problems. By that point, though, it's not too late, right? I think you have...
Right. In fact, the one question that really helps us the most is... your memory worse than it was 10 years ago? And if the answer to that question is yes, it's really time to get serious about your brain health.
Okay. So in this questionnaire, I'm looking through these papers here, you talk about different types of, after you take the questionnaire, you determine which parts of the brain need more support. If it's the executive, it's a function of the brain. If it's the anxiety and motivation function of the brain, I'm looking at all these great pieces of part from the questionnaire, and I'll give you an example here if you look at this. Anxiety and motivation, and then here on the bottom, and you can't see this, but it's different things that would actually help support of supplements, GABA, valerian, magnesium, B6, theanine, and biofeedback support. Hypnosis, music, light, caffeine, and this goes through everything from temporal lobe control, all sorts of things once you get the assessment done on exactly, and I love that you add the solutions. I mean, I'm such a proponent of that. You could state the problem forever, and in a lot of these different slides and the materials in the book, you do state the problems, which are huge, but also how to detect things early enough and what to do for the supplementation. And so also the cookbook, which is great in the offer, and also this supplement is everything in these little packets, which is great. And it's been done for you by Dr. Daniel Amen, the neuroscientist. So you know what he takes, because I've always asked him, what do you do? And I got your great recipe of your, I love this salad. It's got almonds, blueberries, and wild greens in it, and it's one of my favorite salads, and I got that from one of your recipes that you gave me a long time ago, so there's a cookbook in there. And so if you go to theawareshow.com/amen, amen, the Dr. Daniel Amen put all this together for us, then you can start to support your brain and the brains of your loved ones and your high-functioning, peak-performance joy of life in a practical way. So it's filled with tools, techniques, supplements, questionnaires, how-to cookbooks, all sorts of great stuff. A lot of it is downloadable instantly, and then a lot of it will get shipped to you as well. So depression. We haven't talked a lot about depression, but that is addressed largely in Change Your Brain, Change Your Age. Is that correct? Dr. Amen, I didn't
it
talk
is. About it. It is. There's a whole chapter on mental health because depression in women doubles the risk of Alzheimer's disease. In men, it quadruples the risk.
Really? It's linked.
And so there's a huge connection. In fact, depression may be a prodrome or what you get before you get dementia. And so it's critical to get it treated. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take medication. Exercise, the right food, not believing every stupid thought you have, certain supplements can support your mood.
Okay, so it's all in there for you, and I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Amen. I would love to have you back on again, and all of your information is always so valuable. I've given a lot of your products to my father, and he's a huge fan as well. He's seen you on PBS many times, and he's a medical doctor, retired, and loves your work too. I think you've given so many people solutions, and you have spelled it out in such a way that's so clear for people to be able to learn, understand the problem, and then several solutions in the cookbook and learning how to change your way of eating, in the supplement, which of course is extremely helpful for people to be put into one place like that, the questionnaire, which is a self-diagnostic tool with tons and tons of solutions in there. You can learn all about the EEG and the neurofeedback and the hypnosis and the positive thinking and just overhauling your entire brain to have a happier, more joyful, functioning life. So thank you so much, Dr. Amen. You have just been as fabulous as you always have been.
Thank you, Lisa. Great to talk to you as always.
Great to talk to you as well. And thank you so much to the listeners for joining us. Remember to go to the website for your solutions on everything that has to do with your brain health. The website is theawareshow.com/Amen, A-M-E-N. Once again, this is an exclusive offer. It is only available to those in the Aware Show community. It has been put together especially for us with my team, the Aware Show team, and Daniel Amen's team came together and made this work for you guys. So this is for you. And the beautiful thing about what we do on these shows is we greatly reduce the price. We just throw value in there so that you guys can get the information. It's affordable, it's incredible information, and it is life-changing material. It's practical. You've learned a lot today. I've learned a lot today. I've loved sharing with you today and spending this time with you and hanging out with you on the Google Hangout. Watch for the replay. Share it with your friends. I'm serious about that. Share this information with your friends. It is life-changing material. I love you. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I can't wait to do it again tomorrow. All right, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.